Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." John 14:12 says, "He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." The same anointing, the same Holy Spirit who rested upon our Lord Jesus also rest upon you. John 7:38 says, "He that believes on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Job 22:28 tells us, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you." So I speak over you today what Isaiah 11:2-3 says concerning Jesus, but also applies to you as well. I declare today that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of authority is upon you. God has authorized you to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So I declare today that burden shall be removed and yoke shall be destroyed, not only in your life, but also in the lives of others, because of the Spirit of the Lord who rests upon you. I declare today the spirit of the fear of the Lord rest upon you, the spirit of moral reverence. God has made you a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. You do not judge after the sight of your eyes, neither do you reprove after the hearing of your ears. People cannot just do things that are wrong in your presence without being convicted about it because of the spirit of the fear of the Lord that rests upon you. I declare today the spirit of knowledge is upon you, the spirit of insight, intelligence, understanding and wisdom, knowledge and good judgment based upon experience, the spirit of ingenuity, skillfulness, cleverness. You have a quick mind. You are skillful and an expert at doing particular things. The spirit of technicality, know-how, and discernment rest upon you. I declare today that you are not an old dog who cannot be taught new tricks, but you are constantly developing and evolving and growing, constantly learning. You are wise, smart, and intelligent beyond your years, beyond your education, and beyond your life experience. As the Psalms declare, you are wiser than the ancients, wiser than your teachers, because you have made his word your meditation all the day long. I declare today that the spirit of wisdom rests upon you, the spirit of knowledge, experience, intelligence, information. You have the ability to learn and to know. The spirit of insight is upon you. You've got understanding in dealing with people or facts. You have a viewing of the inside or the inner parts. The spirit of judgment is upon you. You have the ability to form sound opinions. I declare that the same way Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, the same is true where you are concerned. You are growing in wisdom, knowledge on how to regulate your relationship with God, and knowledge on how to regulate your relationship with other people. This is not a wisdom that comes from this earth. It's not a sensual wisdom or a devilish wisdom. It is a heavenly wisdom, a wisdom that comes from above, a wisdom that yields peaceable fruits, a wisdom that produces the fruit of the Spirit. The same way that God created the worlds with the wisdom that lived on the inside of him, I declare that that same spirit of wisdom rests upon you. You are building your life, building your family, building your marriage with the wisdom of God. Through wisdom is a home, a life, and a family built. I declare that you don't just see things on the outside, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So you have a viewing of the inside or the inner parts, which enables you, equips you, and empowers you to form sound opinions and judgments about the things going on around you. I declare today the spirit of understanding rests upon you, the spirit of prudence, good judgment, good management, wise thought before acting, the spirit of economy. You make the most of what you have, and you are free from waste in the use of anything. You efficiently arrange parts, organizations, and systems because of the spirit of understanding that rests upon you. I declare today, you don't waste time, talent, treasure, resources, relationships, opportunities, open doors. You are anointed to make the most of what you have. You are anointed to bring together parts, organizations, and systems. You are anointed to bring people together to do something that you cannot do all by yourself. I declare the same way that Jesus took up 12 baskets after multiplying the loaves and the fish so that nothing would be wasted, that same spirit of understanding understanding rest upon you as well. You don't waste what God has placed into your hands. You're a faithful steward. You're anointed to do it. You're anointed to maximize all that God has made available to you. I declare today that the spirit of counsel rests upon you, the spirit of advice, consultation, aim, purpose, project, plan, design, creativity, and deliberation. I declare today that you live your life on purpose, that the spirit of project management, the spirit of planning rests upon you. You aren't trying to be creative. You were created to be creative because you were made in the image and the likeness of God. So I declare you will never run out of ideas. You will never run out of creative concepts. There is a river that flows out of your belly that will never run dry. I declare the spirit of consultation is upon you. You have developed a level of mastery and expertise at what you do. So people come to you like they go to a consultant for advice, for wisdom, for counsel on how to improve and get better at what you do. I declare today that the spirit of might rests upon you, the spirit of force, valor, victory, mastery, power and strength, the spirit of the champion, the warrior, and the chief. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. But I declare today that you don't wrestle like someone without skill. You wrestle with mastery. You fight the good fight of faith like someone that's been in the fight for a very long time. You might stand up against champions, but I declare the spirit of the champion rests upon you. I'm talking about the spirit that's never lost a battle, that's never lost a war, that always knows what to do. That same Holy Spirit rests upon you now. You can stand up in the face of people who are more experienced, more talented, and been doing it for longer than you have. But because the Ancient of Days brings the spirit of might with him, then I declare that there is a spirit of mastery on you. I declare in the name of Jesus that you master what you put your hands to. You master what your heart is involved in. I declare that you fight with skill and with ability and like a warrior and a chief because of the spirit of might that rests upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.